It is 12 to 10, Sky Sports Radio. I mentioned the cup, the Gosford Gold Cup. One of the favourites here today is Raymond's son, Kieran McAvoy's on board. He's from the Richard Friedman camp. And the foreman, Will Friedman, joins me. How are you, Will?
Yeah, good, Cozzy. How are you doing?
Mate, I'm going terrific. You're in with a real live chance. He's been a good, honest horse, this bloke.
Yeah, he has. He's served our stable well, but he's facing another test today. It's another step up in grade, but hoping he'll be competitive.
Now, in these races, he can get back a little bit. What's the plan today?
Well, last start, we were only back due to circumstances, really. He slightly missed the kick and sort of forced our hand. So I'm hoping that he'll race a little bit more prominently today, although when you have a jockey like Kieran McAvoy on board, you'd say that he's a fair judge of where to put a horse in running. So there'll be a lot left up to him, I'd say.
Right, basically leave it to him and away you go. So he did hit form. He put about a picket fence together there going back around 12 months ago.
Yeah, and look, he's now getting up to a point where it's a lot more competitive, the grade that he starts in. So traditionally, when he may have started first up, it might have been a benchmark 64. Now when he starts first up, he's coming up against horses that were seasoned horses and ready to win, and we're hoping he's getting closer to that point now.
All right. Now, you got a couple in at Canterbury tomorrow night. Nahool, one last start at Gosford. It's got to be a real live chance.
Yeah, he's going really well on the track. He's given no indication that he's taken a backward step. And he keeps himself fairly fit. So I think it's 3 weeks between runs, maybe. But I wouldn't be concerned about that with the type of horse he is. And look, the other two, Witches, is a really honest mare. In pretty good form, but we're looking to get a result with her this time round, and the land's running in good form as well. So without being overly confident about all of them, I'd say I wouldn't be surprised if any of them were put up a good showing tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, well, Verlaine was the last start winner for you as well.
Yeah, she was, and coming from last at Wyong is a pretty good effort, so we'll see if she's meeting her grade yet, but hopefully she's got another couple of wins on the way up.
Now, Will, tell us a bit about yourself. Your dad, of course, Richard, we see him on Sky. And how did you get involved in the caper with the horses? What were you doing before Dad decided to take out the licence again?
I was doing the Godolphin Flying Star, which I was very fortunate to do. Took me to a few countries around the world, learning my trade there, and it just all sort of fell into place. I came home and Michael was getting underway, and then we were helping out Michael, and Michael went to Hong Kong and the old man took up a license, and it's been really fun working with him. I didn't think I'd have the opportunity to maybe 4 or 5 years ago, but it's been a real thrill.
What's it like working for your dad?
It can get heated, I would say. But
come on.
He's a pretty fair boss, to say the least, and he's a very good teacher. So I am indebted to him in more ways than one.
He's come up through a fair school, hasn't he?
Yeah, definitely. There's always with the Friedman name, and I'm very proud of what my family achieved. There's always a little bit of expectation, but we're just going about our business, getting horses feeling well and hopefully racing well. It's pretty simple when you think about it that way.
Is he anywhere near you at the moment? Can he hear you talking?
He's not right here, but I'm sure he's listening.
Well, I was going to say you can tell the truth if you want to.
No. Sometimes we definitely have a heated exchange, but in the main, he's a pretty fair man.
Now, as I said, he's learned from some very good trainers around him as well at Flemington and Caulfield in Melbourne. What's the best attribute Richard's got? Because when he jumped back into it, he hit the ground running.
I think his best attribute is probably towards the preparation, the work to where the horses are running, judging just how to get a horse feeling well enough to win, but obviously not overdoing it. And I imagine that's just come from years and years of experience. And he's a very good observer, and he's always trying to take little aspects of other trainers and adapt it into his own regime. And I think he's always said to me that you can never be stagnant in your views or your ways. You've got to keep going with everyone else and moving with the times. And I think if I was to put it down to one word, he's still a great innovator and thinking ahead of the game when he can.
Now, Will, we've seen Anthony and Edward Cummings. We've seen Peter and Paul Snowden. Are we going to see Richard and Will Friedman, or maybe Will Friedman and Richard put him second?
I'm sure there will come a time for that, but I don't think there's any particular rush to do that right now. I'm still developing a relationship with our owners, and I think there's a lot. You have a long time to train when you decide to do it. So I'm just helping out my father as best I can at the moment, and then down the line, if the opportunity presents itself, sure, we'll look down that path. But I'm happy where I am at the moment.
Good on you, Will. Well, listen, good luck today in the Gosford Gold Cup with Raymond's son.
Thanks, Cozzy. Appreciate it.